There is a moment in this story that says everything. A man sits in a room in Spain in front of a webcam wearing someone else's face, not a rubber mask, but a digital one, painted onto him in real time by software. He is holding a forged ID, and he has even wired up colored lamps to throw fake glints of light so the card seems to shimmer like the real thing. And for a while it works. The system on the other end looks at him and sees 30 different citizens, one after another, and begins handing over their legal identities. Think about what was actually being stolen. Not money, exactly. The power to be someone. A digital certificate is how you sign a contract, file with the government, act in the eyes of the law. He wasn't robbing 30 people. He was becoming them, officially, on paper that counts. And this is the road we are walking, quickly. More and more, who we are, legally, financially, is decided not by a person who knows us, but by a camera and an algorithm judging a face on a screen. It is convenient. It saves the trip to the office, the queue, the clerk. But it means the question, "Are you really you?" is now answered by a machine looking at pixels. And pixels, we keep learning, can be painted. Here is the part that should steady us, though. He was caught, not by a perfect scanner. He beat the scanner again and again. He was caught because the software slipped for 1 second and showed his real face, and because human beings on the other side noticed a pattern that didn't add up and pulled the thread. The machine could fake a face for a moment. It could not fake a whole life's worth of trails, the phone lines, the payments, the small connections a real person leaves behind. And people paying attention saw it. So the lesson of this era is not that we should trust the machines to guard our identity and go to sleep. It is the opposite. The more we let a camera decide who counts as us, the more we need humans still watching behind it, awake, suspicious in the good way, willing to notice when a face is only skin deep. Who you are was never really a picture. It was a life. And a life so far still can't be faked all the way down. This case was examined at warrior.ai. It's worth visiting warrior.ai for more cases built by AI and by people willing to misuse it, simply so you know before it happens to you.